I'm blessed.
This is Iglando, half hour. This is the voice of rest. Let's pray. Father, King of glory, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day we have come to eat from you, the living word. We receive the oil of quick understanding to put at work everything we hear this evening. Father, may your name be honored and glorified, and at all, that the sons of the kingdom will arise and take their place in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise Master Jesus. I want to talk about our dominion over Satan. Our dominion over Satan. Whether it's witches, occultism, marine operations, or demonic operations, our dominion over Satan is something. Dominion is not what we pray for, it's what we have. Christ in us is the finality, the evidence that we have the dominion of God. The dominion is inside of us. There is a dominion legally. Experiencing it is a different ballgame. Having dominion, many of us believers, we claim we have the dominion of God inside of us. Awesome, wonderful, legally. But experiencing it, are we experiencing it? The answer is at a very large majority or large extent, no. They are key in exercising God's dominion. They are 2 points. Our dominion over Satan is our recognition of our identity, our nature. The recognition of our identity, of our nature. What is our nature? When Christ died and he was glorified, Colossians 1:19, it pleases God the Father that the fullness of who God is will dwell in Christ bodily. It will dwell in Christ bodily. In other words, that Christ is the embodiment of the fullness of God, of the fullness of God's dominion. And that Christ, whenever we say Christ come into our life and become our Lord, our Savior, Bible said that that fullness of God comes inside of us to live inside of us. Colossians 1:27, Christ in us is the hope of that glory. In other words, Christ in us is that hope of the experience of the fullness of God's dominion that he has made available for us. Praise Master Jesus. Christ is in us. And he did not just come in us because our face is wonderful. He came in us because he loved us. The nature and our identity is very, very vital when it comes to exercising our dominion over the devil. 2 Peter 1:4. Bible made a very striking statement. Said that we are partakers of divine nature. We are partakers. We are carrying it. We are partakers of divine nature. What are the divine nature of God? In 1 John 1:5, Bible said, God is light. In 1 John 4:8, Bible made a very striking statement. God is love. In John 4:24, Bible said, God is spirit. In Hebrews 12:29, Bible said, God is a consuming fire. How can one that is carrying the fullness of God, carrying the full embodiment of Elohim, is being troubled by the witches or by the occultism or occultic operations or by the devil operations or by marine operations? We are not ought to be troubled. We are the one that's supposed to be the troubler. We're supposed to be troubling them, not them troubling us. Why? If we don't know our identity of who we are, we'll still complain as though we are not saved. Identity and our nature is key when it comes to exercise our dominion. You can't exercise what you don't know that is available. You can only exercise what you know that is available. And the keys to exercise it is 1, recognition of our identity and our nature. What is our nature? Divine nature. The same nature that empowers God to be all in all, to be over all things, is the same nature that we have inside of us. For instance, Bible said God is light. In other words, if goat give birth to a goat, rat give birth to a rat, God, who is light, gives birth to light. John 3:6, he that is born of the flesh is flesh, he that is born of the spirit is spirit. We are born of God. If God is light, we are born of God. That means we are also light God beings. In 1 Thessalonians 5:5, Bible says we are the sons of light. We are sons of light. Light is not opposite of darkness. Light is absence of darkness. Same way, darkness is absence of light. They are not opposite. They are just absence of each other. Light is the absence of darkness, and darkness is absence of light. In other words, as we are sons of light, anywhere we show up, by mere recognition of our identity, our nature, anywhere we show up, anything called darkness disappears. Why? Because light has come. Once light comes, darkness disappears. It's the natural consequences. If you walk into a room that is dark, you don't pray for light to come. You just simply go to the switch and on the light. Simple, and darkness will disappear. In other words, our dominion over witches, occultism, marine operation, over the devil, to a large extent, does not require prayer. It requires knowledge. Key of knowledge. Knowledge is the key. Knowledge is the key. They used to tell us that the prayer is the key. No, knowledge is the key. It is the right knowledge that you exercise in prayer. If you know nothing and you go and pray, the witches and the occultism will keep on troubling you. But if you know something and you exercise it, in other words, Luke 11:52, the Bible said that key of knowledge, the key of knowledge, in other words, knowledge is the key. Well, our knowledge of our identity and our nature empowers us to exercise dominion over the devil and over Satan. Praise Master Jesus. Light. Bible said in John 4 verse 24, God is a spirit. If you look at that word, God is a spirit. Another word for spirit means breath. That breath means wind. In John 3 verse 8, the Bible said, the wind they come, no one knows where it's going to or where it's coming from. So is those that are in Christ, those that are born from above. They are spirit. They are wind. In other words, if we are wind, actually, that means, according to the scripture, that means we cannot be caged. Wind cannot be caught. It cannot be trapped. It cannot be caged. In other words, you are in Christ and you are seeing yourself being caged in a bottle, and you wake up and start canceling anywhere you are being caged. Leave that thing. It's a wrong picture. We are not designed to live by our dreams. We are designed to live by the word of God. We are not designed to live by our dreams. In other words, anything you see in your dream is not who you are. The word is where the right picture is. Go to the scriptures. Take the right pictures. Make it your pictures. You walk in your freedom in your experiences. You live in your rest experiences, praise Master Jesus. The right picture is in the scripture. We are wind. You cannot trap us. In other words, I cannot be caged anywhere. And wind cannot have accident. If you know this statement, this simple statement, that means wind cannot have accident. If they are calling your name in Nkechi, Chioma, you will have accident. Your name is not Chioma. The day you came into Christ, you were adopted into the name of Jesus. You were initiated into the name of Christ. In other words, anytime they call Chioma, Chioma is not Chioma, because Chioma is now taking a hold of a new name called Christ. Anywhere they call your name, we cannot have accident. Even if in the midst of a vehicle, even if accident happened, wind will always find his way and go. It can never be trapped in an accident. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. God is a spirit. John 3 verse 6, Bible said, he that is born of the spirit is wind. He that is born from above is wind. The problem that we have, that we don't practice this. In Acts 1:1, Bible said, what Jesus began to do, he teach. Knowing God's word in your head will not help you. Knowing God's word in your head, the word of Christ, the word of grace, will not help you. Is that word coming into your heart? In Psalm 119 verse 130, the Bible makes a striking statement that the entrance of the word bringeth light and giveth understanding to the simple. How do you make this word to bring light into your heart? One, via meditation. Two, via the prayer of supplication. Taking what God says and stand on it in prayer and begin to exercise the key of knowledge, the right knowledge. You will see yourself shunning and exercising maximum dominion over the devil. Devil is not our problem. Lack of knowledge is our problem. In other words, ignorance sponsors your devil. Devil know. If you know that you don't know, he will hide behind ignorance and be making you to say some stuff for him to begin to do some funny things around your life. But if you know, once he sees any imprint that is not God's imprint, you begin to respond. You don't react. Reaction is out of fear. We respond out of faith. Reaction is out of fear, but to respond out of faith. We are all to respond, not be reactionary. Praise Master Jesus. God is a consuming fire. For instance, if you bring a piece of paper close to a burning fire, what will happen to the piece of paper? The piece of paper will get burnt. It will get burnt. In other words, if goat, I made this analogy before, if goat gave birth to a goat, God who is a consuming fire gave birth to us, who we are consuming fire. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We are consuming fire. How can you be a consuming fire being born by the Spirit and they tell you from one ignorant person that you have a spirit husband, that you have a spirit wife? Praise Master Jesus. Pay attention, because it's a problem. This is a problem I face every day from people calling me, coming to my office, complain to me the thing that is happening to them. Listen, anybody that is born again cannot be possessed by the devil. Hear me. Anybody born again cannot be possessed by the devil. Anybody born again, if you don't know, The evil might hide behind your ignorance to afflict you. It does not cancel out who you are. You are consuming fire. Hallelujah, praise Master Jesus. In other words, how can a consuming fire, they will tell you that you have a spirit husband. It's not true. You are a consuming fire. The only thing, you don't know who you are. You are looking for yourself. Why you are not missing? At the same time, you are looking for yourself. How can fire, looking for fire, you are shouting Holy Ghost fire, then who are you? It's a question. Who are you? You are a consuming fire. You know, in other words, as you began to take a hold of who you are and began to shout it, holler it, I am consuming fire, consciously, the fire of the Spirit of God that is already inside of your being will begin to find expression in and through you. That means anything that comes around you will come under the dominion of God's fire. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. That you see yourself in the dream, that is not you. Because in actual sense, you are not in the water. In actual sense, is that way? That's not where you are. Take where you are according to the scripture, not where you are according to dreams. Dreams does not define who we are. I've said this thing before. Second point, our key in exercising dominion over the devil. Second point, our placement. Ephesians 2:6 said that we were raised together with Christ, seated in the heavenly places far above. We are seated there. I shared this last week about the seat of rest. We are seated in Christ. The problem is that we are yet to enter into the experience of what God has given to us. Enter, step into those experiences. When it comes to divine nature, when it comes to your identity, start entering into that union experience with the divine nature. It's a simple prayer. What kind of prayer? Somebody might be asking his heart, what kind of prayer will I pray now? Be simple. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I enter into a union experience with the divine nature. I enter into union experience with the Lord and his divine nature. It's written clearly in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You are one spirit with the Lord. Who is light? One. Who is love? Two. Who is spirit? Three. Who is a consuming fire? That's who you are. Praise Master Jesus. That's who you are. When it comes to our placement, the second point, Ephesians 2:6, we are seated in him. You don't see yourself in a bottle and begin to react. No, we are seated in him. Any dream that you are having that is not revelation of where you are, discard it. Stop worrying yourself about nothing. We are seated in him. We are seated in Christ, in the Father, in the heavenly places, far above. In other words, if I'm seated in him far above, there is somebody far below, far below. It's written so clearly in Romans 16, very clearly, verse 20, the Bible said that God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. Whether you see him like a 2,000-story building in your dream, forget about it. Satan is under our feet. And anything under our feet, you don't pray to kill a rat. No, you don't pray to kill an ant. You just match your feet on an ant and you crush that ant. We must learn how to crush the influences of the enemy. And how do we know? One, by recognizing your identity. Two, by knowing where you are and start practicing. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. We are seated far above and the enemy is seated far below, under our feet. Praise Master Jesus, under our feet. If you like, see a beast that has 200 heads in one body, trying to say, I will deal with you, I will kill you. If you wake up, start laughing. Don't react, start responding. How do you respond? I am seated in Christ in the Father, under government of seat of rest, far above. Let me tell you, your dream is a revelation of where you are. Hear me? Your dream is a revelation of where you are. If you are in the deeper dimension of God's knowledge experientially, your dream will change. Your dream is the revelation of where you are. What do you do? Pursue more of God's knowledge. We are sitting in him far above. Far above. Christ is our Savior. Far above. Principalities, powers. We are sitting far above. Whether you know it or not, it's like somebody that is standing on the fourth floor, somebody on the ground floor, telling the person that is in the fourth floor or 10th floor or 20th floor, I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with you. And you go and carry a bowl of water and start pouring to somebody that is on the 5th floor, on the 6th floor or 7th floor. It can't work. You know why? Because you are seated far above. Start practicing. In Christ, I am seated far above. Far above. keep on practicing. If you are going to bed, keep on registering it in your mind by meditation. I am seated in Christ, far above. I am seated in Christ, far above. The more you recognize where you are, hey, the level of functionality of the dominion of Christ in you that is sitting on the seat of rest inside of you will start flowing out of you. Let me tell you. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 and 15, the Bible says we are fragrance of Christ. In other words, anybody that is in Christ is carrying a kind of aroma. Let me clear you. Once you begin to recognize who you are and where you are, there is a frequency. That word fragrance means frequency. There is a frequency that will start oozing out of you. And once that frequency starts oozing out of you, anything that is connected to the demonic influence will perceive that smell and they will run away. It's not a matter of prayer point. They will run away. The problem is that we are too cold. We don't know who we are. It is only a cold food that flies perches upon. But a hot food, flies cannot perch upon it because you are a consuming fire. Praise Master Jesus. Second point about our placement. Acts 17:28. Pay attention. Acts 17:28. In Christ we live. In Christ we move. In Christ we have our being. Jesus is not just a person. He's not just my Lord. He's not just our Savior. He's not just our Lord and our Savior. Jesus is also our environment. In other words, if we move in Christ, I'm not moving on the main road. No. Christ is my main road. I am not driving on a road. No. Christ is my vehicle. Christ is my road. I move in Him. I live in Him. In other words, anytime you are driving, keep on talking that word. Keep on shouting. In Christ, I live. I move. I am driving in Christ. Jesus is our environment. He's our main road. Praise Master Jesus. Jesus is our main road. He's also our habitation. Christ is also our habitation. Praise Master Jesus. You live in a house. They tell you that the foundation of that house was by a cultic man. Leave that nonsense. It can only work because you don't know where you are. You are not living in that house. You are living in another house called in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. You are living in a different building called in Christ I live. In other words, your mattress is not your mattress. You sleep in Christ. If you live in Christ, that means you sleep in Christ. You wake up in Christ. How can you be sleeping in Christ and the devil be troubling your life? The only problem, you don't know where you are. Start meditating. Start shouting. Start talking it. Instead of saying, anybody that is looking for you, anybody that is pursuing you, stop pursuing me. Yeah, Holy Ghost fire. Stop that nonsense. Stop Holy Ghost firing everybody. Start meditating where you are. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Christ is our environment. That you are in your house, you start hearing a noise in your roof, or you start hearing a footstep. Stop rebuking those footsteps. Leave it. Start meditating where you are. In Christ I live. In Christ I move. In Christ I have my being. In Christ I live. In Christ I move. In Christ I have my being. The more you say who you are, remember, you don't say these things in the front of calamity alone. Practice them so that if you jam any trouble of life, any day, anywhere, as you are talking, you are just responding from the knowing that is already in your heart. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In Colossians 3:3, the Bible said, in Message Translation, my life is invisible in God. My life is hidden in Christ in God. Let me share this testimony with you. There was one time I went for a ministration. I came back in my dream. I saw a python. And that python, fortunately, I couldn't find the head of the python. Fortunately, I was looking for the head of the python. I did not know that the head of the python was in my mouth. Pay attention. The head of the python was in my mouth. I couldn't speak. I just picked the head of the python out of my mouth. As I picked the head out of my mouth, physically, when I wake up in the morning, physically, something was hanging on my throat. I couldn't swallow anything. And I knew of one for sure that dream is not true. It is not true because I am in Christ, hidden in Christ. I asked God one question. This thing on my neck, I know it is not true. He said it's not true. What do I do? I began to take this scripture, Colossians 3:3. My life is hidden in Christ in God. In other words, if my life is hidden in Christ in God, that head of the python is not actually in my mouth. It's in the mouth of our Father. Glory. The head of the python that was in my mouth in the dream, in actual sense, it is not in my mouth. It is in the mouth of the Father. It will first of all pass the mouth of the Father, pass the mouth of Jesus before it gets to my own mouth. praise Master Jesus. And I took another scripture, Psalm 125 verse 2. As mountains surround Jerusalem, so God surround his people. In other words, God is surrounding me. Jesus, remember I said to you before, Jesus is not just our Lord and our Savior. He's our environment. He's our habitation. He's surrounding me. That means if he's surrounding me, how was he able to pass through my Father Jesus, who neither sleeps nor slumber, and get to me and enter into my mouth? That means it's not possible. In other words, it cannot be possible. And I dismissed that dream, and that was the end of it. Before 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours that day, I looked for that thing that was hanging in my neck. I couldn't find it anymore. Praise Master Jesus. I went to a place. I shared the same testimony while I was ministering in a church. A woman that has a very big lump in her system for that something years. She went home and said, if this very stuff I said is true, that she want to experience something, and everything just appeared out of her body. Praise Master Jesus. I want to implore you, be consciously practicing God's word. Everything about your life will change. It will reign in dominion and experiences in Jesus' name. I want to pray for you if you are yet to receive Christ, because these things I'm saying now cannot be functioning in your life if you are not in Christ. If you are yet to receive Christ, lay your hand on your chest. I want to pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, you are the awesome God. I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died in my name. You were glorified in my name. I confess you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord. I receive eternal life into my heart. From this day, you are my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to pray for the sick, because everything I've just said now, if you don't know what I know, you will still suffer as though you were not saved. But I want to pray for all kinds of cases right now by the help of the Spirit of God. All kinds of cases, so that those that are yet to come to knowing by the experience of the anointing and the gifting of God, they will experience their rest while they keep on practicing who they are. Praise Master Jesus. Put your hand on your chest if you're listening to me. I don't care where you are. Just put your hand on your chest. In Jesus' name. What I need from you, just a powerful amen. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. As a man, I'm seeing in spirit. You are driving shuttle, but every time that shuttle is in the mechanic and on the high purchase you got that bus from, you have been paying for that bus, but almost all the weekends you are in the mechanic repairing this vehicle. I decree and declare every bewitchment against that vehicle from this day, that dominion of life of Christ overshadows that vehicle, and that bewitchment canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a name before me, Emeka. You had an injury on the left side of your neck, on the left side of your neck. And that injury that you had, like a fire burnt the left side of your neck, refused to go. As I speak to you now, that injury, you have dried up, disappeared out of America's life in the name of Jesus. I see a woman before me, Ujumwa, 9 years of delay in conception, carry a miracle babies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a lady before me that had infection up to 4 years. I decree and declare that infection dried up, shoulder in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a name before me called Chukwujekwu. Every accident against your life can shoulder road away out of your system, out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a family in Anam. I'm seeing a building collapse upon that family. I decree and declare the voice of rest, the voice of resurrection cancels, swallows up that building, collapse. It will never happen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Kazianini. I'm seeing a woman into poultry farming. Your chick has been dying, and he has even run into a debt while you are trying to keep up with your poultry business. I decree and declare that dominion of life of Christ overshadows your cheek. You are consciously released from that influence in the name of Jesus, and everything you have lost, recovered, restored back 7 times experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a woman before me called the neck. Every form of bewitchment in form of a cobweb, all of them can't sword in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yana kabako alizi. Iki tian kabako rokushineki. Iki alaka zana kabako rokushine. Ingana kazana kabaka tetetubalo zane. Nkushineke telezene. Ingana kashine. I'm seeing a man of God listening to me. You have been praying for the prophetic healing gift. I'm seeing that prophetic healing like a crown coming upon you. I decree and declare established, sealed in the mighty name of Jesus. The person I'm talking about, your wife is yet to have a child for 4 years. I decree and declare a miracle conception of baby overshadows her experiential right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman walking down the step and you miss your step and fall, dislocated your joint. I decree and declare that joint fits back to normal now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a medical report before me, thyroid gland disorder restored back by the hand of Messiah in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a lady diagnosed of breast cancer stage 3. I decree and declare the dominion of life dries it up, taking it out of your body completely in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a young man, a basketball player, being given a professional contract by God. I decree and declare signed in now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a car accident written upon it, Emeka. I proclaim that accident cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a family that is in a distress of a house rent. My God has helped you experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Praise Master Jesus. For contact and prayer, 080-675-6401. 080-675-6401. 080-675-6401. Praise Master Jesus. We are having a program on 27th of July, last Wednesday of this month, called the Fruitfulness Program by 11 a.m. 27th of July, last Wednesday of this month, by 11 a.m. We are having a fruitfulness service. That if you are waiting more than, no matter how many years, this program is for you. No matter how many years, this program is for you. We did it last year and it has been also awesome. 15 years of marriage, no child. She even married late and stayed 15 years in her husband's house. 15 years after marriage, she's carrying a baby girl right now. 9 years after, she's carrying her son right now. After her last son, she's carrying her baby right now. Even another woman, 7 years, she's carrying her baby right now. Another woman, 5 years, she's carrying her baby. There was even one that medically she was certified she won't have a child anymore. But today she's carrying her child. That program is for you. I want to see you there. Tuesdays is our counseling, 8 a.m. Wednesday fellowship, 11 a.m. First Friday of every month, night of rest by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries, second and third Sunday by 3 p.m. Tuesdays counseling, 8 a.m. Wednesdays fellowship, 11 a.m. First Friday every month, night of rest by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries, second and third Sundays by 3 p.m. I don't want to look for you. See you same time, Monday next week, 7:30 p.m. May God bless you. Blessings. I remain the humble servant, the God friend of Ofora Obiajuchi Gozie, the president, Igulando Wisdom Ministry International. Our ministry is located at Amaziki Village, Mbaku. God bless you. See you there. Many of you might be asking, where is Mbaku? Mbaku is located at Okanot. From New Music Junction, you get to Mbaku. It's located at Okanot. Oh, I am famous and great.